Amen. I want to read from the book of Timothy tonight in the scripture, 2 Timothy chapter 4. And I'll start reading verse 1. I appreciate you being in the house of God tonight. Appreciate the Lord's help in this day. A good meeting this morning that helped me in my heart. And the Bible said in verse 1, I charge thee, Paul talking to Timothy. We believe this is the last book in scripture that Paul wrote. He's writing to his son of the faith and preacher. And he said, I charge thee therefore before God, everything is before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead, his appearing in his kingdom. He said, preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry, for I am now ready to be offered and the time of my departure is at hand. Paul said, I fought a good fight. I've finished my course and I've kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord the righteous judge shall give me that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. And so Paul's writing to Timothy, I do believe in the application of the scripture tonight, that certainly this could be applied in the people of God. I realize, you know, everybody's not a preacher. Everybody is a proclaimer of what God's done for them. But far as they preach and call to preach the word of God, he was exhorting Timothy in this way. And he said, I charge thee before God. And everything's before God tonight. It just alarms my heart and frightens me and my soul to know tonight that everything we do is before God. And everything's accountable. We're accountable creatures before God. We're accountable to do his will. We're accountable to be subject to him, our not only creator, but our redeemer. And Paul knew this. He said, who shall judge? He's not going to maybe judge. He shall judge us according to our works, the Bible said. He's not going to judge us according to sin. Sin's been paid for as a child of God, but he will judge us for the works. He said that in the book of Corinthians, whether they be good or bad, there will be a judgment. Therefore, we persuade men, knowing the terror of the Lord. In other words, there should be a frightening or a fear of the people of God how to conduct ourselves in the ministry of the gospel and what we give ourselves to. He bought us for that purpose. In fact, we're born again into the kingdom of God for the service of the kingdom. Amen. And that's what God wants. We're in this kingdom. We have a king tonight. Amen. Brother Shank said, now thank God the king is coming. He is coming. And he is the king tonight. Ain't no other king but him. Amen. There's been some earthly kings, but there's no king like Jesus. He said he's the king of kings and Lord of lords. It's written on his vesture. Amen. Thank God we find here he said, preach the word. Amen. The word's Jesus. The word, thank God, was the scripture they had. Amen. It wasn't an opinion. It wasn't something that wasn't sound or truth. It's the word of God. Amen. What is the word of God? Amen. Jesus is the word of God. Amen. Thank God the scripture is. It's rightly interpreted. The power is in the message. Amen. That's where the power is. The power is in the message. It just isn't in everything, and I understand every word's perfect as far as what I stand in respiration, and I believe in preservation as well, but I do believe what's said through the message or through the scripture is where the power is. The gospel's a message. The gospel has power in it. And he said, preach the word. He said, be instant in season, out of season. Amen. I've took that a little further in the church here. Everybody needs to be instant in season, out of season. Amen. If I call on you, praise God, you ought to be ready to give an answer of the hope that lieth in you. Ain't that what Paul said? Thank God he said that in the scriptures. Amen. That's right. He said, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. And the word that really has changed me some is the longsuffering end of it. Amen. You can reprove, but if you don't have longsuffering or the purposes of God in your heart, amen, that this is a purpose that God wants to have longsuffering. Amen. Patience. Amen. Listen, it takes a while while sometimes. Amen. For people to get a hold of what you're saying. It's just like a child. There's not always understanding. There's got to be understanding. The Holy Ghost gives understanding. Amen. I tell you, I'm a whole lot more patient than I was. Amen. I know I got some impatience in my life, but thank God for patience. Amen. Long suffering. Amen. Thank God. Let God work on them. I found this out, and I've just got this thought over the last year of my life. Amen. That God knows what to do in this thing. It ain't me. I can't force you to do anything. You can't force me to do anything. It's God that has to work it out. Listen, if you can make me, and Brother Robert always said that, I'm praying that God make you what you ought to be. But if you can make me something, I can make you something. It'd be me doing it. It'd be you doing it. It's got to be an act of God. It's the workings of God. The Holy Ghost is the one that does it. I can't cut the hand of God off and me try to do His work. It's what God does. It's just like children. You train your children. But it is a work of God to bring them where you want them to be. It's not what you can do. It's God that does it. You have to have that as a preacher. Amen. Listen. Thank God sometimes it gets a little weary, but it's all right. He said you'll faint not if you don't get weary and well do it. And this is a well-doing ministry. It's a well-doing ministry in your family, in the church, wherever you're doing what God says. There's got to be, amen, some endurance, amen. And endurance is, brother, enduring. It's going through it. It's undergoing it. Amen. That's right. Thank God the fruit ain't going to show all of a sudden. It's got to be, thank God, taken care of and God working and cultivating and bringing things to pass. Amen. This thing, Brother Robert, he went to be with the Lord. But think about this. What we heard this morning, thank God, it's over a lifetime. Amen. I mean, 95 years. Amen. But listen, he got saved when he was a young man. But thank God, I've really seen it. I mean, I'm just saying what I've seen. And I can only say what I've seen and heard. But I remember when I come to the church, and I really believe the Holy Ghost, thank God, got a hold of his heart. Amen. I'm talking about in a good way and affected him, thank God. Amen. To the place he was faithful. Praise God. I didn't know him before then. But I'm telling you what, son, after that first year, amen, I know they used to like to go fishing all the time. Buddy, he didn't take them trips no more. I ain't got a month or two going down to the coast. I'm not condemning it. I'm not preaching against it. He just said, I'm here. Amen. He said, I ain't lost nothing. I'm with the church. And brother, I'm telling you, for the last 30 years, amen, that man was as faithful as anybody. With what he faced in life and what he went through, thank God he is here. Amen. He loved God, loved the church. Hey, God, friend, there's a lot of things I could say about him. Now, he loved God, loved the church. Amen. He did, buddy. He put his hand to the plow. Amen. I'll say this. Thank God he built this thing. Him and other men, they put their hand to it. Thank God built this building. Amen. Back in the 50s, praise God. I wasn't even born when they were building this thing. But I'm telling you one thing, son. When he got, thank God, he got committed to God, son. He was faithful. Amen. I believe God done something for him. Amen. And brother, he increased. Thank God that he left out of here. I know his mind wandered a little bit. But I'm telling you, listen. Are you listening? Your mind can wander a little bit, but your spirit don't wander. Amen. You could talk to him about being born again. And he'd nail her down every time. He might not remember how many times he called you, but I'm telling you one thing. If you ever talked about being born again, about being saved, thank God he'll say, yeah, I know about that. Amen. And he'll tell you the same thing. I say, there's a difference. Amen. That's right. And brother, I'm telling you tonight, thank God that we have to endure these things if we're going to bear fruit. Amen. He said, for the time will come. It's here now. The time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. That's right. What is sound doctrine? Well, I believe it's healthy doctrine. I believe it's true doctrine. I don't know, brother, tonight. Thank God sound is, thank God, the right sound. Amen. A sound, thank God, is the fullness of God and the Holy Ghost letting you know and giving you the truth in Christ. Amen. That's right. I like sound doctrine. There is a spirit, thank God, that'll identify with it. And that's the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's right. You know why? Thank God, when I met Brother Roberts, amen, he come here preaching, you know. And I I remember when I was moderating a camp meeting, and I didn't know nothing about moderating a camp meeting, but I called Brother Melby. I didn't know him. And I said, hey, God, I talked to Brother Robert. And I said, I'm going to give you this tape. I want you to listen to it. Give me what you think. I said, the man's got God with him. And Brother Robert, he took that tape. He never gave it back. He said, he's the one. Amen. You know why? I think, listen, are you listening to that? Some wells are deeper than the other, but they're always wells. But I'm telling you, thank God, if you've been drilled deep, and you know what a water is, you know when a man's giving it to you. You know when he's drawing it out of your well. Amen. And when the Holy Ghost gets on a man and he's drawing water out of your well, thank God you know it. Amen. I'm telling you, that's sound doctrine to me. Preaching in the power is sound doctrine to me. Telling the truth is sound doctrine to me. I will not endure sound doctrine. I don't want to hear what the truth is. But I'm telling you, that's the only thing I make a man free tonight. Amen. That's right. Thank God. He said not endure them, but after their own lust, shall eat themselves teachers having itching ears. Amen. That's what they want to hear. Amen. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth unto fables. That's fables are just false stuff. Amen. Story tales. Amen. Not the truth. But watch down all things. Endure afflictions. You got to endure afflictions. If you ain't going to endure afflictions, you ain't going to make it. You ain't going to persevere. Amen. You got to endure. There's all kind of afflictions. There's mental afflictions, physical afflictions, opposition, amen, to the will of God. He said endure afflictions. He's telling the preacher this. Do the work of an evangelist. Amen. That means that you ought to evangelize the gospel. Amen. Listen, this ain't the only place I ought to preach. Amen. This is just a place that we come together as a body. Amen. To be edified and help the God to perfect us in the will of God. But listen, he wants me to be evangelist. He wants me to evangelize. I believe every preacher's got a certain gift within him. That is to preach. But he's got a certain message. Amen. Some, my friend, thank God. I just look at myself. Amen. And I feel like God's helped me. But there's certain men that have really the gift of the evangelist. I'm not an evangelist. I can do the work of an evangelist, but I'm not an evangelist. Then I go preach some meetings. Amen. But I preach like this. Amen. But the thing of it is, he told him to do the work of evangelist. Brother Danny, you done it at the house up there. Amen. He said, here, make full proof of thy ministry. Put the work to it. Prove it out. Hey, God, they'll test you. They'll look at you. Amen. That's right. Brother, how do you know you're in where you ought to be? Thank God there'll be fruit from it. He said, by their fruits you'll know them. That's what it is. Amen. The fruits, thank God. The truth of God in a person. That's been delivered by the man of God and taught the doctrine and taught the truth. Thank God to build soundness and truth in a man and a young lady. Thank God that'll hear the gospel. Amen. Listen, you're the fruit of my ministry. Amen. It's God that done it, but you're still the fruit of my ministry. Amen. You're the fruit. That don't mean I saved you. But Paul said you're the crown of my rejoicing. Thank God the fruit is people. Amen. And by their fruits you'll know them. Amen. That's what he's saying. He said, I'm now ready to be offered. He knew he was going to the chopping block. He knew he was soon to die. Nero didn't like him. Of course, he hated him. He hated the gospel. It wasn't him. He hated Christ. He said, the time of my departure is at hand. He said, he told him and them about to leave. That's what Brother Robert said. Notice verse 7. I fought a good fight. Amen. What kind of, who you fighting against? You're fighting against the opponent. Amen. I don't fight people I love. Amen. We don't fight people we love. Amen. You fight the opponent, praise God. And the opponent, Satan, amen. He's the ultimate one. Paul said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, spirits of wickedness. In high places, we don't wrestle against one another. We not to fight against one another. That's how you consume, amen. You consume people by fighting against them, arguing with them, having bad ways about you. Amen. Listen, friend, God wants me to have a power of God. The love of God in me and opposition ain't the people. It's the devil, amen. That's right. Now the devil's got people he uses. He does. He's got tares amongst the wheat. Amen. How's the devil work? Well, how's God work? God works through people.
He works through His church, His purchased possession. And we have this treasure in earthen vessels. How's the Satan work? He works through, amen, people, amen. That's the opposer of the gospel. Amen. That's just Paul, praise God, his opposition. So you can't look at everybody and say, well, they ain't, they're reprobate, or they're not right. They ain't never gonna get saved. If you did, you'd have to look at Saul. He held the clothes of, thank God, the men that stole Stephen. Amen. He held their clothes. He consented to the death. He went to hell, men and women in the prison. Amen. That stood for the gospel, the way of Christ. Amen. Until the day of, thank God, the light blinded him. Amen. And he fell to earth and heard a voice saying, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? He got saved and began to preach the gospel. Amen. And so everybody you think's against us, they are, if they're opposing Christ, but you don't know what God might do to them. Listen, we oppose the gospel. Amen. Listen, I remember people said something to me about the gospel. I just thought there's religious freaks. Amen. I didn't believe what they said. They said you got to be saved and all that, but the Holy Ghost, when He told me that, it picked up. Amen. And I was empty anyway. I needed God. But I'm telling you this, friend, the opposition to the gospel, who did He fight against? He had to war against the opponent. We know the systems of the world is our opponent. Amen. Listen, it's not, my friend. I ain't got it. We fight against people, but we do take a stand. Amen. Against what people think and what people say. And they said, you can't judge me like that. I said, I ain't a judging you. I'm telling you what the judge said. Amen. My friend, we can't just be anything goes. Amen. We're not Gnostics. Amen. We're saved children of God. Amen. And we do believe God came in flesh. We do believe Christ is deity. We do believe, thank God, that the God-man surrendered His life to die for sinners and became man, thank God, to purchase us. Amen. And die for sin once and for all. We do believe that tonight, thank God. He's just not a spirit. Even though God is a spirit, He took on flesh. Amen. He's our comforter tonight. He's the one that consoles us. The Holy Ghost came to live within us. We live in that day and time. That's why we can rejoice tonight. Thank God it's about Jesus. Amen. That's right. Thank God it is. Amen. He said, I fought a good fight. Amen. He fought. Amen. We're not to fight against people. We're not to fight against one another. We're to fight against the opponent. Amen. You ever think about that when somebody does something, you know that's an opposition to the gospel. The first thing you think is, that sorry rascal. But you ain't think about the devil. Amen. You think about the man that's against you. Amen. You know, listen to me. Ultimately, in the very end of this thing, is the Antichrist against Christ. That's what the seed battle was in Genesis 3:15. He said you're gonna bruise His head. Christ will bruise His head, and He'll bruise His heel. And the whole thing was, if you go back to the seed over there, the seed come from the woman. We know that's where Mary come. Thank God, and He planted within her that seed of God. And Christ come, and the Antichrist has a seed as well. And that's where that warfare is. It's between Christ and the Antichrist. Amen. That's right. And therefore, I know whose side I'm on. Amen. I know whose side's already won. I know, thank God, tonight who lives in me. I know tonight, thank God, that it's real, brother. And listen tonight, He said, I fought a good fight. Amen. He said, I finished my course. There's a course for everybody saved. You got a course and I got a course. Amen. The Bible said if you're going to run your course, you got to run it lawfully. You got to run by the rules. Somebody says, does God have rules? He's got rules. Jesus is His rule. You know what sin is? Missing the mark of God's rule. That's what sin is. Sin's missing the mark, Brother Danny. All have sin. That's missing the mark. You can't add up to the standard of the holiness of God. It's holy. He's holy. Amen. Listen, when He brought down that new city, I was reading about this afternoon. And God, it don't have no sin in it. It don't have no sin hands on it. Amen. It's got saved people in it. It's got holy people in it. And listen, the city came down to us. That's what it says. Out of heaven, thank God. And He said there'll be no more death. Praise God. Amen. Amen. There'll never be somebody physically to die again. Amen. There'll never be, thank God. I can't comprehend it. But that's just the gospel truth. Amen. That death, there'll be no more death. Amen. Be no more sorrow. Be no more. That means there'll be no more grieving. There'll be no more mourning. Won't be. There won't be no more. Won't be no more pain. Won't be no pain. pain means pain. Pain takes a lot of different meanings. Pain means hurt, but pain also means trouble. Amen. That's right. He said, all the former things are passed away. All things are become new. Everything he does is new. Amen. He's a God that does all things new. He said here, he said, I finished my course. John said, I want to finish my course of joy. Jesus, thank God, finished. He said, the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, sat down the right hand throne of God. He finished the course of Calvary. When he said it's finished. Amen. Listen, he didn't stop there, neither. He was put in a tomb, but he rose again the third day according to Scripture. That's the only way he can justify you tonight. Amen. I don't have to have a certain day to worship at. Praise God. I ain't picking on that, but that's just a true fact. He's the same every day. He rose in my life. He rose in my spirit. Amen. He brought me out of death unto life. He is life. In him is life. I am the resurrection and life. Thank God, Lazarus is dead. He's going to live. Amen. I'm going to live. I got the liver on the inside. And that's the way we do it. You got to run your course. Amen. I battled with myself. I finished my course, and he said, I kept the faith. What faith? The faith God gave him. Amen. That's the faith you have tonight. God give you faith. You get saving faith, Brother Todd. The day you got saved in 1992, thank God, God give you saving faith. That's why it continues. Because God give it to you. I kept the faith. Amen. What he give me, what he started, he finished. He'll never start anything he don't finish. Amen. What he starts, he finishes. That which I've begun in you, I will perform it to the day of Jesus Christ. I will keep it. Thank God. He's talking to the church of Philippi right there. And everything was about the course they had to give to that man of God, pray for that man of God. That was the course he is in. Amen. That's right. You know what y'all said this morning, said tonight? You said Robert Cranfield, thank God, kept the faith and finished his course. Amen. Thank God he didn't waver. I didn't live in his heart. Jesus did. Yeah. But the outside is the only thing I can go by. And he didn't waver. Amen. I'll tell you what, like the old one brother said. He said, I'm on the rock. It shook before, but I never have got off of it. And the fire flickered, but it never went out. And there ain't nobody, the fire don't flicker once in a while. But it's only a test. Thank God in your heart and your life to show you who's doing the fire in you. It's God that does it. Amen. God uses sinners saved to glorify His Son on earth. That's just the way He does it. He'll do that till Jesus comes. I tell you, it's amazing to me tonight how God, I'm just telling you, I'm testifying myself. It's amazing to me tonight how God could take somebody like me and preach Him and do His work. And it don't have to be preaching. Just to do something for God. How that God could take me and do something for Himself. It's God that does it. Brother Danny Blackwelder said this to me years ago after he got saved. He got to study in the Bible, and this is what he said. He said, has it ever occurred to you that God saves you and then He does the work through you and you get rewarded for it? That's amazing, ain't it? God saves you, He does the work through you, and God rewards you for it. Amen. That's a blessing, ain't it? He said, there's a crown in heaven. He said, there's a crown of righteousness. Amen. Henceforth laid up for me, but not for me only, but for all them that love His appearing. I'm going to tell you what that means to me. That means them that's looking for it and living for it. That's what it means. That's what it means. And I'll tell you what, brother. Our brother that's going to be his Lord, he's looking for Him. He's living for Him. I remember sitting at Henders Barbecue one morning. We was eating breakfast and we just talking general talk, you know. And I asked him a question. I asked him something. Did it bother him? And I'll never forget what he said. He said, look at me in the eyes. That's what he said. Look at me in the eyes. He said, not one bit. That's what he said. Not one bit. And I just grinned back at him and I said, good to hear it. Amen. But you know, folks, here's the thing. There's a course for you to run. There's a course for me to run. I can't run your course and you can't run mine. We just rejoice in the fact that the course is being run and God gets glory from it. But if you ain't running your course, God help you to get on it. Amen. God help you to get on it. He said there's a race to be run. Paul said we all run, but one receiveth the prize, so run that she may obtain. Amen. He said, run the race that you're going to get, win the prize. That means give it all you got. Amen. All that's within me. There's so much more tonight that I can say, but I'm going to say this. You testify, and I testify that man's testimony right back there. He done what he could. He done what he could. I feel that in my own heart. He done what he could. And that's what the Lord wants us to do. Do what we can. And run the course. Stay with it. You're going to get knocked down sometimes. You're going to get discouraged. Sometimes you get depressed. I know preachers say you don't get depressed, but you get depressed. Some people do. Maybe all people don't get depressed. You get like that. Elijah did. I don't know if you call the word depressed, but he got under a juniper tree and requested to die. He said, we got like passions as him. I mean, brother, listen, these things is real. You're going to go through that. Praise God. That's why you need one another. That's why we need one another. We help one another along the way. Amen. You don't know what people's going through and what kind of encouragement they need along the way. Amen. Don't never judge somebody until you walk in their shoes. So you don't never know what they're going to go through and you know what's good. But I'm telling you what, we're here to help one another. We'll have to lift one another up. I need you to help run my course. You can't run my course, but I need somebody, thank God, to help me all along the way. Amen. And say, run, brother, run. Amen. Run, run, run. Thank God it ain't a 100-yard dash. It's thank God, a marathon. That's right. Paul said, I finished it and I got a crown in heaven. Now, he said that. He said, there's a crown waiting on me there. That's what he said. Amen. Well, I appreciate you hearing me. Now, I just had to preach you. Now, I just wanted to get it out. I mean, this morning was like a heartwarming service to my spirit. I needed it. And I know Brother Robert would say, preach. You know what I mean? Preach. I preached my grandma's funeral, and I didn't go to the funeral home that night. And I probably would now, but I just felt like I needed to preach here. I got there at the funeral, and they said, good to see you. And I said, yeah. Nobody said that to me. You know, I preached both all my grandparents' funerals. I helped my grandpa with. My grandma Hyde passed away. I went and seen her, and she told me, that's what she said, I'm on my last mile. I'm about headed out. And I said, Grandma, can you tell me when you got saved? She said, I was 12 years old, had a Methodist revival. She said, God convicted my heart, and I went down and prayed and got born again. And she passed away, and she was a sweet, meek woman. And I was a young preacher, and I said, I told Daddy, he said, I want you to preach the funeral. I said, that'd be good. I'd like to do it. And I come here that Sunday night and then went up there and preached the funeral, you know. But, you know, sometimes you learn in life, you know, what maybe somebody else could preach. Amen. You just don't like that when you're preaching sometimes. As a young man, you won't preach every chance you get. But, you know, the thing of it was, the whole thing about it is, praise God, she finished her course. And one day I'm going to finish my course. You're going to finish your course. And I want to do it with joy, and I want to do it, thank God, that the Lord Jesus Christ might be glorified. Amen. Let's stay tonight. Appreciate you hearing the Word of God. Amen. Brother Danny, have prayer for us tonight.